On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
A top story this lunchtime is that more people in Kent than ever before are having to rely on food banks for meals. Figures released today by the Trussell Trust show they've just had their busiest 6 months in the county. More than 12,300 emergency food parcels were handed out between April and September. That's compared to just over 9,000 during the same time last year. Gary Lemon from the charity is blaming Universal Credit.
We know that the majority of people who are referred to food banks are meant to be anchored from poverty by our benefit system. But what we're finding when we speak to them is that again and again, because of delays or because money coming through from the benefit system just isn't enough to make ends meet, they're having to go to, say, their local authority, get a voucher for a referral to a food bank in the Trussell Trust network. And in modern Britain, the sixth richest country in the world, that just isn't right and it has to change.
The Department for Work and Pensions say they've made changes to simplify the way benefits work.
KMFM News.
As election campaigning continues today, Labour's been setting out plans to invest £26 billion into the health service to end what it calls a Tory NHS crisis. Meantime, Boris Johnson will promise to end what he's described as the groundhoggery of Brexit if he wins a majority. Meantime, after Tim Walker unexpectedly quit the race to be Canterbury MP last night, we now know who's set to replace him. Claire Malcolmson, who's a councillor in Dorking, is due to be named as the Lib Dem candidate. Anyone wanting to stand in the December vote has got until tomorrow to get their nomination in. Away from the election, Boris Johnson's faced complaints that he's been too slow to help flood victims as he met some of those affected in South Yorkshire. The PM was visiting armed forces personnel who've been deployed in Stainforth. Shelley Beniston told him residents have been left to fend for themselves.
It's been a real struggle. We've had no authorities helping us. We didn't know where to start.
Yeah.
We just used common sense, basically.
While water levels have been easing, more rain is expected tomorrow. An elderly woman's in a serious condition in hospital after being hit by a car near Sevenoaks. It happened on London Road in Dunton Green last Friday night, although police have only just released details. It's understood the driver stopped before parking the car in nearby Mill Road and leaving. They still haven't been identified.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Kent man who turned to Alcoholics Anonymous 10 years ago says more still needs to be done to tackle some of the stigmas around people with drink problems. Mark from Stroud has decided to speak out during Alcohol Awareness Week.
It can affect anyone, you know, anyone from any walk of life, any background, any social standing. You know, we have all sorts of people in Alcoholics Anonymous, and you know, alcoholism doesn't discriminate from one person to the next.
He got help in 2009. The current advice is not to exceed 14 units of alcohol a week. That's 6 glasses of wine or 6 pints. You can hear more from Mark in our podcast at kentonline.co.uk. More than 200 cannabis plants have been found being grown at a house in Canterbury. Police found 2 rooms of the property on Ruttington Lane have been converted to cultivate the drug. So far, no one's been arrested. More than a dozen cars have been damaged in Ashford after being fired at with catapults. Drivers were targeted near Mock Lane. Police used a drone to try and identify the suspects. And Kent's Will Bailey says he's confident he will be fit enough to compete in next year's Paralympics after that injury to his knee on Strictly. The table tennis player from Tunbridge Wells was forced to pull out of the show after hurting himself in training. He's now posted on Twitter to thank fans for all their support and says he'll be back to fight in Tokyo 2020.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
For Ball and Gillingham's win in the EFL trophy last night wasn't enough to keep them in the competition. They already knew they were out before the game against Tottenham's under-21s at Priestfield, but the Jewels beat them 2-0 thanks to goals from Alex Jakubiak and Jack Tucker. Assistant manager Paul Rayner says he's pleased with their performance.
Tottenham have got some skillful, technically gifted players, which they're always going to have with a club of that quality, and I thought we dealt with them really well. We nullified the threat, thought we grew into the game. We were a real threat, especially down the right-hand side in the first half. Created a number of opportunities.
Gillingham welcome Lincoln City to Priestfield in League One this weekend. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.